As at the first week of May this year, 115 people in America have died in 22 mass killings, which the FBI defines as one with four or more fatalities within 24 hours, not including the perpetrator. That's an average of one mass killing a week. New research has looked at the motivation of an understudied category of mass shooter. Maurizio Porfiri is Institute Professor at the NYU Tandon School of Engineering, and he's the lead researcher behind a new peer-reviewed paper on how fame-seeking mass shooters diversify their attacks. Welcome, Maurizio.
Thank you.
And we're joined also by Rayan Sukar, who's a co-author of the study as well. Welcome, Rayan.
Thank you for having me.
Maurizio, could I start with you? This latest research is part of a bigger project to look at the firearms ecosystem in the US. Could you tell us about that project and what it's revealed so far?
Yes. We started this project a couple of years back under the support of the National Science Foundation. This is an engineering project which is looking in general at firearm prevalence and firearm violence, utilizing techniques that are dear to engineers. So what we try to do is bringing forward methodologies in data science, artificial intelligence, time series analysis to understand better why people buy guns, what are potential implications of gun prevalence, what are the main outcomes of violence, what are policies that work, what are policies that don't work.
And what are some of the things that your research project has found so far? I understand it goes to things like the links between media coverage of mass shooting events and gun purchases?
Correct. We have been looking at a variety of problems. In general, I would catalog the problems into three different layers of complexity. One layer is the level of individuals. So trying to understand why single individuals buy guns and understanding why single individuals commit an act of violence. And this is the scope, the intent of the current paper, which we just published. The other layer of the effort is understanding state-to-state interactions. So trying to understand, for example, how sales of guns in a state influence sales in other states. And then the higher level is the level of the country, the nation, trying to forecast violence in the future and then trying to understand underlying relationship between media coverage of events, acquisition of guns, and violence.
Maurizio, you've spoken about applying techniques dear to engineers in your work, and this latest paper uses Wikipedia as a data source, which we'll come to. I couldn't help noticing, though, that your Wikipedia page describes you as an engineering professor, mostly noted for his work with robotic fish and aquatic research. With that headline of your CV, it did make me wonder how you came to focus on mass shootings as a part of your research work.
Yes, that's a very good question. So my work is largely focused on collective behavior. So trying to understand collective decision-making and social behavior. And fish are an excellent animal model to perform studies. As I moved my research over the years, I transitioned more into human behavior. And more I started focusing on the basis of decision-making and collective behavior in humans. And the project about firearm violence is very close to this line of work of looking at human behavior in a very, very complex setting.
Rayan, let's come to you now. This work is called How Fame-Seeking Mass Shooters Diversify Their Attacks. What's the purpose of delving into that particular question?
So among all the classes of mass shooters in the US, these particular people are the most lethal because, according to previous studies, they compete over the number of fatalities, meaning that they want to get the more number of fatalities and injuries from their attacks. So studying them is very critical. Although they are not the majority, they contribute to the most death.
So there's a connection between those who want to gain notoriety from these horrific acts and the number of people who are killed. How do you go about categorizing a perpetrator as fame-seeking?
So according to the literature, people categorize those mass killers from statements they put, comments about the killing and letters they left out, or, for example, they will publish a video saying that I want to get myself a name, I want to be famous.
And what are the main findings of your research?
So it was believed that they compete over the number of casualties and injured people, which is true, but this is not the entire story. There's something else that is missing. And Professor Pofini came out with this idea that the missing puzzle piece would be novelty, surprise in their attacks. So what we did is we found a way from information theory to quantify how much of a novel attack those mass shootings were. And then we found that these fame-seeking mass killers are more surprising than other mass killers. This was the first finding that we got. And then the other thing is that the more surprising a mass shooting is, the more fame it attains.
That's interesting. So the method of attack is linked statistically to that intention of fame seeking, and that, of course, flows on to increased mortality. Professor Porfiri, what do you see as the policy implications of this research then?
Yes, I believe that there are a couple of messages that can be taken into action. One of them is about reporting. So how do we talk about mass shootings? In general, it is understood that there are individuals who could be copycat. So we want to minimize the amount of information we convey. And our research stresses that not only you can have copycats, but also you can have people who are seeking for fame through surprise. So sharing information can provide pathway for potential perpetrator to plan their attacks. So technically, the message from a media reporting point of view is minimize, generalize the information, avoid details, do not glorify anything, and protect information as much as possible so that a potential perpetrator will not have a path to fame through surprise. And we have the possibility of making effective red flag laws. Given that there are people who are acting potentially in ways which are completely new to us, then it's important to report. It's important to don't dismiss potential plans for attacks that look completely out of the realm of what you're used to, and act upon them with red flag laws so to prevent them early on. So confiscate weapons if needed. So in this case, if you, as a family member or a close acquaintance, are exposed to some plans that look completely unorthodox and completely different than what you would expect a mass shooting may look like, then you can flag it. So flagging events against all odds.
One of the key concepts in the research is, of course, how much fame is actually achieved. And that's a tricky question. Yes. How do you actually measure fame? What method did you choose and why?
Yes, so that's a very important part of the research. And it's a dynamic part in the sense that 20 years ago, for example, news articles would have been a great measure of fame. Today, we apprehend about events very differently to social media and other platforms. So what we tried to do was to come up with a methodology that would provide stable results that wouldn't change over time. So what we did, we look at Wikipedia traffic, at the amount of visits a shooting would collect over time. And we believe that this is a good measure because it encompasses the ability to create content, not only absorbing it. And what we also mathematically find is that these measures tend to be pretty robust in time. So if you were to end your observation a year back or today, your predictions tend to be pretty robust. If you think of news, they may go more in waves. People may tend to talk more about an event under a specific political climate. They may talk about it less on the media. With this approach of looking at Wikipedia traffic, we are confident of getting results which are robust with respect to these exogenous changes.
Well, one thing we can guarantee is that coming on to Sunday Extra on Radio National to discuss your research would not qualify as fame-seeking behaviour. But Maurizio and Rayan, we do thank you for coming on the show and discussing your really interesting research.
Thank you so much.
Maurizio Porfiri is Institute Professor at the NYU Tandon School of Engineering, and he's the research leader behind the new paper on how fame-seeking mass shooters diversify their attacks, which is published by the peer-reviewed journal The Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and it's co-authored by our other guest, Rayan Sukar.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.